Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Dan Healy, head of 2FM, good morning.
Morning, Claire.
Rough week?
I think context is really important. First to say is, I'm very sad Jen's going. You know, Jen is someone who has been on 2FM since February 2010. She was on air with Laura at 9:30. She just left. So for me, you know, 10 years with Jen, when I got here in 2013, RTE were doubling down on its remit 15 to 34s. And what's interesting is the Broadcasting Act, you know, it talks about inform, using current affairs and entertain, but there's actually no waiting on any of that. So a big part of RTE's remit is to entertain, to engage younger audiences. So the then DG said, go south, 1534. And one of the best people you can go south with is someone who's bold, brave, funny. And so Jen did that. The Breakfast Republic was fantastic. And it signaled the change, the station was going younger.
Yeah. So, Jen's gone, look, Darren is going, Jen, and the two Johnnies.
Claire,
can I just
finish the Jen thing? So we need to separate some of this. So first of all, how amazing is it that a station like 2FM is on the front page of every paper today? 2FM matters. It matters to the audience.
Not for the right reasons, Dan. People are asking, should it be closed down?
Of course it shouldn't be closed down. I mean, why would you close it down? Mm. Would you ask that question, Claire, of BBC Radio 1? No, you would not.
Well, if four...
Claire, you would not ask that of BBC Radio 1.
If four of the main presenters had announced within the space of, what, a week that they were going, I'm
here to give you the context. Mm. But to go from people leaving the station to closing it down is nuts. So BBC Radio 1, okay, which is a fantastic radio station, has a smaller share in the UK than 2FM has. Mm-hmm. We have 12.2% of 15 to 34-year-olds, 6.1% of adults, very, very successful generating revenue on younger audiences.
But you must have a fear now that 6%
fear.
Is
no,
going to be impacted
no,
by these big departures. But otherwise, why would you have had them there in the first place? They were there to bring in the audience.
Yeah, and there are other people who do that. Let me finish this. 2FM has its role here. RTE is transforming. We all know that. 2FM is going to be central to that.
Because you told the Sunday World when you were asked about Jen, you said bullshit, she's not leaving. You said it four times.
I said it three times.
But she's gone now.
Yes, and I was doorstepped. And at that point in time, and I'll apologise to Eugene, I believe that to be true on that Saturday morning. Jen is moving on after 10 years. It's her decision. I respect that decision.
Yeah, I mean, and you might say that, you know, the four presenters who are leaving for different reasons. But do you accept the rule change that means presenters are really restricted now in RTE when it comes to external activities, that has a role to play here in these departures?
So when a station like 2FM, I mean, for example, you're an independent contractor, you know, you're here on Radio 1, you have an agent, a high profile agent, you're here, it works for you. Doesn't
it? What's the point?
So the reality is you can work with people who are high profile, who bring huge audiences in. I mean, for me, the two Johnnies were never ours. I remember being down in Care last year, the fantastic facility down there they built themselves. And I rang Paul Russell, my closest colleague here, running 2FM, and I said, my God, those lads are on some journey and it's exciting, but maybe not ours. They came in and did a stunning job for us. They move on. Darren Gary, fantastic. Today I'm going to announce that Laura Fox replaces Jen. Laura is someone who was in Pulse 5 years ago. We contracted her 2 years ago. So
and it's great that she's there to carry it. Right. But can you come back to my question? External activities, the restrictions that RTE have placed on that, does that have a role to play in any of the four departures that we have seen in recent times?
There are three departures. It's four people. But the reality is it's nuanced. It played a role to an extent, but it's not the reason, Claire. It just isn't.
But how are you going to address that now? Because anyone coming in is going to have a social media profile. They're going to want to continue that. That's understandable. They've got businesses outside of RTE.
Yeah.
So how do you move forward then in hiring people and saying to them, well, you can't do anything else other than come in and present
the program? But we're not saying that to people. You know, we're not. I mean, what we're saying is I'm confident, by the way, based on my phone and my email, the sheer volume of the radio industry approaching me to come onto the station. There will be a difficulty in terms of transition, because there always is. Jen or will drop slightly. 2FM will evolve, and I'd be very confident that, you know, we'll make an announcement, Claire, in next Friday in terms of what we'll do across the summer. But I
Are you allowed to hire externally now? What's the rule?
Yeah, so
we have a recruitment freeze here, which everybody is feeling. But do you have to abide by that?
No. So these are we've a mix of independent contractors and we've obviously got employee presenters. So in the transformative piece in RTE, the external advisory group with RTE announced recommendations on presenter engagement. So we are going to be looking for expressions of interest for presenters for 2FM. We're going to create a long list. There will be a weighted criteria around that long list. We'll shortlist and then pilot.
But you'll be saying to them, if you come and work here, you'll be subject to a salary cap. You also will have to seek permission for all of your external activities. Yeah. You'll have to tell me how much you're getting paid for those external activities. Yes. You'll also have to sign a register of interest where you'll have to tell me everything that you're involved in outside of your... Like, it's not a great sell, is it? For, you know, we're trying to bring in these big stars.
I mean, it's the same for Radio 1, it's the same for Lyric, it's the same for us all. I think it's really possible because, you know, if you look at how those things are set up, and I think they're valuable. And I think what people don't actually understand is that we actually like post June 22nd, you know, a lot of conversation around external activities. In the contracts, we always sought the information. You know this. We always sought the there's clauses 6-1, 6-2, 6-3. So if you take someone like Dern, who got like it was misogyny, like what she experienced was outrageous. But everything that she did externally, she got permission, but she sought and got permission. So we've always done it.
Well, there was the incident where something was filmed in an RTE studio. I think that...
And we dealt with that, within 10 minutes of that happening. So that became like a historical thing.
Yeah.
But genuinely, Claire, we've always gathered that information. So when RTE said to me, can you show me the permissions, it was all there. Mm-hmm. So all that's...
It does go further now. I mean, you could argue that it's going to be more difficult to attract people because they're going to have to say, can I have permission to do this? And I'm also going to have to tell you how much I'm being paid for this.
So if you take... I have one person I'm really interested in for a while, a couple of years, watching this person develop. Like, not name this person because I've never met them. That person's a significant operator in social media, very funny person. That person, you know, has a business. So that business would go into the register of interest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's where that's held off. It's a continuous ongoing activity. Really, really easy to deal with. You will have conflicts, I'll have conflicts.
And then
what happens is that a brand may come along and say, because of your external work or because of your working with 2FM, we'd love you to do something. Mm-hmm. On the one-offs.
But will that business want it known how much they're paying that influencer? Because that's what RTE is saying has to be revealed publicly now, isn't it?
Yeah, within bands, you know, within bands.
But have any of your presenters said, I'm not doing that. I'm not telling you how much X company is paying me.
So I'm not going to go into any of that. All I'm saying is that we will publish that towards July time. But Claire,
is it an issue for you is what I'm asking
I'm looking it in the eye and I'm saying, this is an exciting time. Genuinely an exciting time. Mm-hmm. Like, you know...
Given that you have this job to do, to go out and find these people now and you're so passionate about 2FM and its success, right?
But Claire, should
you not be pushing back against RTE and against politicians and saying, I have to bring these people in. The world has changed. Anyone who walks in through the doors of 2FM to sit down and present a programme should be allowed to earn money outside and shouldn't need to tell the public and the bosses at RTE how much they're earning.
Yeah, it's not about RTE and politicians. It's about the audience. It's only about the audience, Claire. What my job to do in the next... And look, as I say, I'm here since 2013. I'm 11 years at it. I've run 98, I've run News Talk, I formed iRadio. This is exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sorry they're gone. But it's not about politicians and RTE. It's about the audience. My job is to serve the audience. That's my job. I've got to construct a schedule. And I mean, this is really important to hear, you know, for all our colleagues in RTE. Like, if you look what I have in 2FM at the minute, I've got Laura who's emerged, Carl Mullins who's emerged, Africa O'Connell who's emerged, Emma Power who's emerged. We've all these people.
So are you giving them all promotions now on air?
They're on air now.
I know they're are they getting the big gigs?
I'm really happy to say Laura's there.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is this is a time where we can reimagine for the audience. What's also exciting, Claire, is that I think COVID has been very helpful for radio. You know, so basically, like, you know, you saw what happened to your audience. Everybody's audience is after rocking it.
Yep.
And we've actually retained, there's been a massive COVID dividend in terms of radio listening in Ireland. And young people who were listening to podcasts and on demand, they are now forming a habit of speech radio that they didn't have before COVID.
So what is your ambition with 2FM?
Like 14%, who is, 14%, who is the audience? 14% share, 15 to 34 by 2005. Working very hard with Kevin and Adrian. We have a brilliant young team on behind, you know, what's outside your window there.
Yeah.
You know, you're dependent on them. You know, we're dependent on all of those. It's and you know, all these front pages, I mean, it'll be good for the JNLR. I love the JNLR. You know, and what's interesting for us is
but are you expecting now in the interim, until you get this thing sorted out, that you will have a drop in audience? Because that 6% that you have now, that was hard won, wasn't it?
We've held, it's really interesting about 2FM, is we've held our 6% share through thick and thin. So boats are rising, boats are dropping, but we've remained solid. Right through COVID, we held. It was frustrating me a bit. The Johnnies added 34% at 3 o'clock. So I would be naive to me to say that I wouldn't expect something to come back.
Right. Just going back to what you said about there's an influencer that I'm really interested in. Yeah. Like, why would you want that person when you see the other people who have big businesses walking out the door? And why would they want to come in when they see the likes of Duren hugely successful, Jen hugely successful, the Johnnies leaving after a short period
of time?
Yeah, but
you're attributing it to a single thing. And what I'm saying is, it's not that. It's nuanced. It is genuinely nuanced. So for me, like I would look at a young, talented content creator and go, there's no place better.
Mm-hmm.
There is no place
better. And you think that they're going to be willing to accept all of the rules that are in place here?
I am.
Because you spoke about building up to 14%. Your nearest rival today, FM, has 9%. So they're already ahead of you.
9% all adults.
And yes, but
we're not competing with
But
with
are
today
you
FM.
Accepting that you're going to take a little drop now?
No, I think, but you've asked that's a good question. We don't compete with today FM.
Your age group is younger.
You compete with 2FM.
Right, but
so
when you listen to 2FM, you have people ringing in who are going on their stags. I mean, this is my anecdotal experience.
I'm glad you're listening.
Of it. I do listen to 2FM. You have people who might be going up, you know, pick up a wedding dress or pick up their kids or whatever. It does sound as though it skews slightly older than what you're saying it does.
Yeah, so you have to program to the available, okay? You know, so that's the reality. And you can't program to what's not there. But essentially, we're focused 15-34, there's enough available. I don't think it's fair to contrast it as you know, stags mean it's older. I mean, I think what's been really interesting about the radio landscape in terms of what we actually are competing with is for example, I would say Radio 1 is competing directly with Today FM and News Talk for 25 to 44-year-olds. Radio 1's is the unicorn.
We've 22% almost.
It's amazing. And Claire, like, you know, as we're on here, that there's probably 280,000 people listening every 15 minutes. So like, you know, like you're pulling 21-22%. You're a fantastic station. You're a great broadcaster. You should be here. We're competing with more difficult space where we've got the iRadios that I created. I'll start crying if I start talking about that. the two spins and Beat. That's where we're at. Mm-hmm. We're competing. And what's really interesting is they've become really mature, good services. So this wonderful 15-34 battle going on in Ireland.
What was the reaction of the Director General around these departures? What's he saying to you about it? Are you being blamed for it?
Oh, God, no. No,
you're the boss. Stops with you.
Yeah,
2FM.
No. I mean, yeah, Niamh O'Connor, who you know very well, who's the head of content here at the minute, on Wednesday said, "I hope we fired you yesterday." No, I mean Kevin is well, you know Kevin. I mean, he's very calm. You know, I've seen more of Kevin than any other director or journalist. I mean, here Kevin has come through 2FM continually. He pops over, for conversations about the direction of the station. He's saying, you're in charge. I want the station to stay 15-34. Get on with it, Dan.
Mm-hmm. Is it a problem for you in general if a radio presenter has a podcast that isn't connected to 2FM or to RTE?
No.
You know, a podcast which then makes money, spawns a stage show which then makes money. Like, the business model is there, but RTE doesn't get any benefit from that.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting observation. So, you know, you could argue that let's say, for example, that we bring in an unknown that we believe is high potential and we build that brand with them. Well, you could say, it'd be fair that you sit down and say, OK, well, let's have a relationship that extends beyond the FM and we talk about, you know, engaging with you on those live events. You know, so a live example of that is slightly different is with what we constructed with the orchestra with Jenny Green. So that's a very similar thing. So you know, we had this idea of listening to Pete Tong, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah.
So we brought Jenny Green, the concert orchestra, in.
And that works.
It worked brilliantly. And so Jenny front and centre of that. So that thing has been very successful. Joe Chibi, GM there, has continued to drive that on.
So now are you saying if you bring in a presenter and they want to do a stage show, that you'll want a chunk of it as well?
No, what you'd say is...
they'd need to know that before they come in.
Yeah, you would. But I mean, I think what's been happening so far is Dern had her podcast, very successful. The Johnnies have... The reality,
selling out the likes of Fairview Park with their their shows.
Yeah, but the reality is it's a tough game in that digital audio space. And, you know, I mean, what surprised
they
me?
They need you.
We need each other. Mm. It's an ecosystem. And you know, like another example, like and this is a really fair example, Claire. I got a phone call from Tommy Tiernan. And Tommy said, can I have the radio station for 4 Saturdays in a row, live audience, no guests? That happened on 2FM, becomes Tommy Tiernan show. Okay? Tommy and Hector and Rita were on iRadio with me. It becomes a podcast. Very successful. They pulled it. I think that's a big story of the year, actually. That's something so profitable, they pulled that. It's an ecosystem. I think, and it's, we're all interdependent on each other, you know?
Okay. We'll look forward to the full new lineup, and good to hear that it's not existential.
Oh, Claire, it's not. And like, I need to talk to my own team here. Like, you know, the belief in that place, the belief in what we do, the pride. I remember when Kevin came across when he arrived, and you never know how people are going to react. And because it was tough in the summer, you know, it was tough, you know, for everybody, you know, and, you know, people that we love and we're working closely with were leaving, you know. I lost some very good friends and all of that. And the pride I had in how the 2FM team spoke about the great project, the great mission we have. We have probably the most challenging job here. But God, do we love it.
All right. Well, look, Dan, and I do think about all those people in production. Yeah. And I know what you're saying. Yeah. People leave for different reasons. Yeah. But it is tough on the people who are putting the shows together.
Yeah, we should mind that
about it. Dan, thanks so much.
Thank you, Claire.
Dan Healy, who's the head of 2FM. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.